Lesson 9, Seeking Confidence. The Apostle Paul was confident and bold when speaking the Word of God. In our contemporary scenario, we will see how Langston boldly spoke against others who would not embrace, with joy, the possibility of salvation for all. Langston headed to campus last fall. Langston joined a club that publicized having a Christian belief system. Soon, Langston noticed some members of the club wanted to refuse membership and fellowship to certain students because they were different, ethnicity, culturally, etc. Langston did not like this behavior and spoke out against it. She said God is impartial and backs that up in Romans 10, verse 12, where Paul says God shows no favoritism or rejection. The gospel is for all. The essentials of salvation are that one is saved when they unashamedly confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and acknowledge in their heart God raised Jesus from the dead. Langston said no one is less welcomed by God, regardless of race, nationality, gender, their past, etc. Just as Paul stood against the Jewish opposition to sharing the gospel with the Gentiles, Langston confidently stood up to club members to remind them anyone who calls upon the Lord is entitled to the rich blessings of salvation. Some club members told Langston, "Don't preach to them about salvation," and they refused to listen. Later, Langston learned a club member bragged online about Zoom bombing a virtual class and embarrassed a student of the different group with disparaging chants because the student reported the club to student affairs. Langston left the club, and the school suspended the club for their discriminatory practices. Langston hooked up with another club that was a true Christian organization. Discussion questions. 1. When have you spoken boldly and confidently, even when you knew others did not want to hear it? 2. Discuss the essentials of salvation. How does believing these essentials is how one is justified through faith in Christ? 3. Share 1 to 2 rich blessings believers enjoy by calling on the name of Jesus. 4. Discuss why the offer of salvation, even if heard, will not always be accepted.